The Story of Joan of Arc, The Maid Who Saved France, narrated by Jonathan Waite. Over 500 years ago, the children of Domrémy, a little village on the border of France, used to dance and sing beneath a beautiful beech tree. They called it the Fairy Tree. Among these children was one named Jeanne, the daughter of an honest farmer, Jacques d'Arc. Jeanne sang more than she danced, and though she carried garlands like the other boys and girls and hung them on the boughs of the fairy's tree, she liked better to take the flowers into the parish church and lay them on the altars of St. Margaret and St. Catherine. She was brought up by her parents, as she told judges at her trial, to be industrious, to sew and spin. She did not fear to match herself at spinning and sewing, she said, against any woman in Rouen. When very young, she sometimes went to the fields to watch the cattle. As she grew older, she worked in the house. She did not any longer watch sheep and cattle. But the times were dangerous, and when there was an alarm of soldiers or robbers in the neighborhood, she sometimes helped to drive the flock into a fortified island or peninsula, for which her father was responsible, in the river near her home. She learned her creed, she said, from her mother. 20 years after her death, her neighbors, who remembered her, described her as she was when a child. Jean Morin said that she was a good, industrious girl, but that she would be often praying in church when her father and mother did not know it. Jean Wauterin, when he was a boy, had seen Joan in the fields, and when they were all playing together, she would go apart and pray to God, as he thought, and he and the others used to laugh at her. When she heard the church bell ring, she would kneel down in the fields. All those who had seen Joan told the same tale. She was always kind, simple, industrious, pious, and yet merry and fond of playing with the others. In Joan's childhood, France was under a mad king, Charles VI, and was torn to pieces by two factions, the party of Burgundy and the party of Armagnac. The English took advantage of these disputes and overran the land. The two parties of Burgundy and Armagnac divided town from town and village from village. It was as in the days of the Douglas Wars in Scotland, when the very children took sides for Queen Mary and King James, and fought each other in the streets. Domrémy was for the Armagnacs, that is, against the English, and for the Dauphin, the son of the mad Charles VI. But at Maxey, a village near Domrémy, the people were all for Burgundy and the English. The boys of Domrémy would go out and fight the Maxey boys with fists and sticks and stones. Joan did not remember having taken part in these battles, but she had often seen her brothers and the Domrémy boys come home all bruised and bleeding. When Joan was between 12 and 13, in the year 1424, so she swore, a voice came to her from God for her guidance. But when first it came, she was in great fear. And it came, that voice, about noonday in the summer season, she being in her father's garden. Joan had not fasted the day before that, but was fasting when the voice came. The voices at first only told her to be a good girl and to go to church. The voice later told her of the great sorrow there was in France, and that one day she must go into France and help the country. She had visions with the voices, visions first of St. Michael, and then of St. Catherine and St. Margaret. "I saw them with my bodily eyes, as I see you," she said to her judges, "and when they departed from me I wept, and well I wished that they had taken me with them." What are we to think about these visions and these voices which were with Joan to her death? In 1428, only a very few small towns in the east still held out for the Dauphin, and these were surrounded on every side by enemies. Meanwhile, the voices came more frequently, urging Joan to go into France and help her country. She asked how she, a girl who could not ride or use sword and lance, could be of any help. At the same time, she was encouraged by one of the vague old prophecies which were common in France. A legend ran that France was to be saved by a maiden from the oak wood.